today. But for now, this got delayed with some rearranging in the first hour. I want to make this a tradition, I think, throughout the summer. If we can keep it entertaining enough. I suppose if it gets bland, we can stop. But we do have a softball team that we play for that we have affectionately named the Hustle Gang. That name just came organically over the last year or so playing with the team. We are not very good. If you've listened to us talk about our softball team before, I would consider myself one of the better players on the team, and I was never very good at baseball. I got cut freshman year at Blue Valley West High School. You know, I just know how to play more or less because I did as a kid, but I was not good. Like, I was scared of the ball. I mean, it was not a great formula, but I'm a better player. So that's the barometer that I use for us. We played in the F League last year. I think we won two legitimate games combined in like the summer and fall season last year. So we're not good. We got blown out in our first game, but lo and behold, don't count out the Hustle Gang, my friends, because we won last night, game two, by a final of 15-9.
Well, the second exhibition game.
Well, whatever. Right. It's still the second game.
So it doesn't count. Played.
Well, no.
I'm just saying that we're not sorted into a league
yet.
Hey,
stop. Let us revel in the victory. We don't get this feeling very often, so exhibition game or not, we are going to enjoy this. Now, the idea I had that I wanted to bring up every week, talk about our game on Monday, and I could do like an actual wrap-up of the game. You know, like when we do the K-State baseball wrap-ups after a game. Like, we got this one sitting here from Kansas with
Sunday
Matt.
Afternoon in Lawrence, Kansas State did what it had to do.
You know,
do.
One
we
of these types of things. Like, we could just do that.
Hands of the Kansas Jayhawks.
Okay.
Except with our with
can
our
Matt
softball
do it?
Game. You know, I could
I would love
him.
To have Matt do it.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. We could workshop that, a way to do it. But for the inaugural one here, okay. I put together some bullet points so that I could go through and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course, will be told through my lens, which is very accurate. I think we can all trust that. I've done some of those regular raps with Matt before, so we know that I'm a trustworthy individual here to give the softball update. So
okay. If
you'll allow me to indulge, here we go. The Manhattan Hustle Gang won their first game of 2017 with a 15-9 victory yesterday in Manhattan. They jumped out to an early 5-0 lead, but saw the Mesmo Globers climb back into it. The kill shot, though, in the game was delivered by John Kurtz, who cleared the bases with a triple in the middle innings. He finished a stellar 3-for-4 game with 3 RBIs and 2 Gold Glove caliber catches in left field. Kansas Association of Broadcasters Award winner Brady Bowman was also 3-for-4 in arguably the best performance of his career offensively. Corey dazzled all game long with his defense in the hole at short, and somehow the infield fly rule was invoked a record 17 times in a rec softball game. Hustle Gang now finishes the exhibition season 1-1 and awaits their fate to find out if they will be headed to the F League once again, just like last year.
All right.
For News Radio KMAN, yeah. I'm John Kurtz.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I see what this segment's about.
Yeah.
Is John gloating about his highlights?
And working Brady in there, too. I went 2-for-4. I was okay. I was all right. I hit the hardest ball of anyone on our team yesterday. It just happened to be a laser straight to the shortstop with the bases loaded, and he caught it.
You really think I did that just to brag? You think like I...
You said 2 Gold Glove caliber catches and left.
Oh, I robbed that kid. The last catch that I made there. Robbed that dude. What kind of legitimate street cred do you think I'm really getting here from talking about performing in F League softball games?
Here's the thing. I'm not on this team. I didn't see what happened. I was invited, even though this is a work team. Ridiculous.
I'm
best
still
athlete in the building.
I'm with you, Mitch.
But how about this? How about this? I got a way we can make this. We can bring this all together. You were voicing your concern or unhappiness with the fact that you did not get an invite to be on the team this year because you turned us down last year, so we just assumed that you didn't want to be on the team. I want to turn this into a weekly update. Why don't you go and take a recorder?
Oh, gee.
And do some play-by-play in the stands, and then we can come back and play the highlights.
Oh man,
during
that would
the show.
That would be hilarious. That actually would work pretty well.
That is That is a winning plan in my eyes that bridges every gap that we have going surrounding this right now. And it all hinges on you being out there getting it done on Sundays.
This would be way, way better than K-State soccer or something like that, Mitch.
Please. No, I'm going to have to pass, guys. Because, you know, what happens if somebody loses their mind, it's a bad call by the ump, and we have somebody cussing out the ump. And I mean, I probably don't even have to bring a crowd mic.
We didn't even negotiate what the arrangement could be here, what the deal could be. We can buy you, like, a meal. If you'd rather have like a case of beer,
maybe two meals. You know. A case.
Yeah. What are you doing with your Sunday nights currently, Mitch?
I was visiting my parents yesterday. So,
well, apparently nothing, because he was very charged up today that he did not get an invite to be on the team. So apparently there's something going on Sundays. But I would love to have somebody do some play by play there for us.
Mitch or Matt, one of the two would be fine.
Well, I've already asked Matt. Legitimately, I already asked Matt. Matt is out. So it now rests on the shoulders of one Mitch Fortner. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. 537-1350 squeeze in here. Are you telling me this is another report on the softball game?
It is, yes.
Somebody that also
witnessed report.
An eyewitness report. Okay, all right, Gavin, give us the eyewitness report here.
Not really an eyewitness report, John, but there could be a holdout on the Hustle Gang going into the season.
Would this be Gavin Schefter?
Gavin Schefter, as I live and breathe.
I actually wish that Mitch would not have typed his name on our screen here, because Tyler immediately saw it, and then you heard the groan there.
Tyler, looking good out there. I agree with you. Very hard hit.
Thank you, Gavin.
So what, do you have any other breaking news here on?
Well, it's the holdout. We got a holdout. We got a diva on the team. Outfielder Brady Bowman, Kansas State University, pride of Winfield, Kansas, straight off his 3 of 4 outing, is asking for more money. He may be a holdout going into the opening game. He's looking for a deal worth at least $25 guaranteed.
Well, Gavin, if there were contracts available for DHs, I think that'd be the route we would go, because I have also seen the aforementioned Brady Bowman play defense. It does not work out as well as the way things went at the plate. So I think that hurts his value. I mean, I'm not an insider like you, Gavin, but I feel like that hurts the value a bit.
I have on good authority there's some other teams in the City League looking for Mr. Bowman's talents, especially offensively. The defense can be worked on, John.
Everybody's looking for a bat at this time of year in the Manhattan
softball. It's swinging hot, lots of sizzle.
Yeah, okay. Well, Gavin, thank you for the report, the insight there.
You betcha, John. I'll let you know more when I know more.
Okay.
You know, the biggest question that I have is that the $25 that he's looking for guaranteed, where does that factor in with the $15 that he owes the team for the T-shirt that he's going to be getting? Is that included in the contract?
I don't know.
I want to know that.
I already let Gavin go. You should have asked him while you had the chance. Instead, you were just sulking.
I was not.
You can't be serious is next.